Unajua, nilikuwa naimba mpaka leo asubuhi. Nikiimba naambiwa naimba kwa key. No, sijui kama naimba kwa key. Let's appreciate my wife for a second. Let's appreciate these three have surprised me indeed. I appreciated their weddings. Those days during COVID, wakati uko na pima. Kama ulifanya weddings kwa COVID ulisave sana. Sema ni si mimi ni government. Nimesema 15 people. So myself, thank you so much for the surprise. You are a bone of consolation. Naona ile mtu wenye unapatiwa mwisho na kukuta mwisho. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You may have your lovely seats. Amen. Let's appreciate. Let's appreciate Emmanuel. Dan. Let's appreciate. Mchezo yo seven mpaka nikasikia kama Amen. Kirudio. Leo turukeruke, tusindio. Tutume. Thank you so much. Nilipigia simu jana usiku. Just keep me. Wanyonya yuko. Na hindi ya nakuwa keyboardist. The work of a pastor. So, kabili nimekutafuta. Amen. Amen. Let's appreciate the Lord. Amen and amen. We are doing about the things of the spirit, and today I just want to pick up the same. I will start next Sunday and we'll still use God consecration. Trusting God, I will do it for 60 days. Physically on Sunday. Amen. Amen. This is Pesa. We may receive our miracle and miracle revenue. So, nisiona kukamu mafura leo, kasima ni pesa. Nasi by faith. Amen. Yeah, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit. And Mwini kujani kwanza. Mina indianga tu. Kasima mjue kini mna india. Mina indianga tu.
Set my heart on fire for you. Set my heart on fire for you. Set my heart on fire for you. I wanna know Lord, set my heart on fire. I wanna know you for me. I wanna know you for me. I'm lost. 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 I'm lost.
We thank you, Father. Come on, one. Hallelujah. We are sitting on the floor. And we worship with the angels. But they go worship with the angels. We are all angels. Because we are all angels. Amen. Say, please, man, that you are mindful of him. That is better than angels.
Your angels should never make you feel small. You are better than angels.
Let's go to our topic, the things of the Spirit. We were talking about the Holy Spirit, and we used that different. We use this server since Yahweh is Baba Yahuda. He can say, man, come and serve. Excuse me, Malin.
He said, when you get born again, you are receiving the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit becomes a server for the divinity.
It becomes a sub for the divinity. So nothing on earth operates without the influence of the Holy Spirit. In Genesis chapter 1 says,
in the beginning, the world was without form, but the Spirit of God was hovering upon the earth.
So without the Holy Spirit, we can make God's form. Based on the scriptures, probably nothing could have happened.
Meshika.
Rather, it is important in scripture, we say, and the Spirit of God was hovering around. The reason why, for you to be born again, the Holy Spirit must be involved. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't be born again. As much as Jesus died on the cross, he says, it is for your good that I go, howbeit when he comes, he will convict the world of sin. It is the Holy Spirit that convicts our hearts towards the love of God. So without the Holy Spirit, it is very, very hard for you to know and accept salvation. Are we together? In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1 says, proclaiming spiritual things, I do not want to make the ignorant. But verse 2 of verse 3 says, without the Holy Spirit, no one could have known that Jesus is Lord. So, the Holy Spirit is an important person. And he said the Holy Spirit is not water. Are we together? See, the anointing oil in a good job. But by then, you can carry the easy at the good of the name. The police are for the room. This is a guy that he has a water. That's why he has a bag here. So, when you think about the Holy Spirit, remove your mind from the oil. We are one of those who are in those commandments. Because when you say it's an anointing service, now John and Afrika, but it's an anointing service again. So you have to recalibrate your mind to know that the Holy Spirit is a person. It's a person. We use oil as a symbol, but it's not the Holy Spirit. Are we clear? It's just a symbol. It's just a symbol. It's just a symbol that is used. Like baptism is a symbol of showing the death and the resurrection aspect of Jesus Christ. Are we together? So, the symbol. I hope Leon has kept on getting his own. He has kept in the afro. Mokosa? Okay. Don't Mokosa on my walking college. Are we together? So, the Holy Spirit is a person. When you get born again, it's no longer just a born. It's one with you. 1 Corinthians, Mangi, Spiritu Meshika.
Yes, first release of the third verse. Kutoka ile kizungu ya Harvard. Kutoka ile ya BBC kidogo. Kutoka maneno. Therefore, I am informing you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is a curse, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So for you to say Jesus is Lord over your life is the Holy Spirit influencing your language. Are we together? So when you say you can't speak in tongues, you are actually lying. Because the day you say Jesus is Lord, it is the Holy Spirit that forces you to say so. So that we don't complicate this, so you have to speak in tongues, so that we complicate as we lasma when na songs, karibu some worship mara kadhaa ya songs. Ndio tukuzungusha kuingia ndani. Ndio sasa hapana. The day you wakati uliokoka kimimba wimbo mingi kwetu. Bwana sifiwe. Ndiyo, wimbo ilikubamba, ilikukuta, lakini tunaimba wimbo mingi. Wimbo mingi ungejua, na wakasema, nasikia, leo ni ile siku. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is influencing you. If you can master that from that day and live today, it is easier for you to take advantage of the Holy Spirit. In all circumstances. Even when you are stranded, you can hear clearly and listen to the Holy Spirit speaking. Why? Because no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So it shows you that the day I say Jesus is Lord, it is by the Holy Spirit. And when I have accepted that it is by the Holy Spirit, I need to know that since He influenced, since He caused me to be able to say about the Holy Spirit, it might be more selective. Patia mama mwenye huyu ako na mtoto mdogo. Ninajaliki kwa mama mwenye ako na mtoto mdogo anaonyesha. So, hata kama hajakuja naenda kwa na mtoto mdogo. Therefore, I am informing you by the Holy Spirit. Where are we? The Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is a person. Are we together? Is a person. The day you get born again, He comes to stay in you as a person. Are we together? When you look at that, you have to acknowledge daily that you have the Holy Spirit in you and is able to do what He ought to do in your life. Are we together? So we have to learn how to take advantage of the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm using this as a Sabbath. Assuming this is a person. So, this is a person. The person has received the Holy Spirit. So he's part of that. The person. The Holy Spirit and the person is one. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse, I think it's verse 19. So when you receive the Holy Spirit, you're one with Him, you have to know that every time I'm talking to God, the Holy Spirit is in God. Are we clear? The Holy Spirit in God is in God. In that regard, yes. Do you not know that your body is a sanctuary of the Holy Spirit? In short, your body is a shrine for the Holy Spirit. Not only shrine, but you're not going to go to the Holy Spirit. You're not going to go to the Holy Spirit. You're not going to go to the Holy Spirit. Sasa, hiyo shrine niyo. Ya kiungu wewe ndio hiyo shrine ya Mungu. Are we together? You are the shrine of the Holy Spirit. I'm using that to show you that you are so concentrated with the Holy Spirit. It's you who is not taking advantage of you. Can you think? Well, you're going to think. Where now is the Spirit? Do you not know that your body is a sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who is in you? So the Holy Spirit is in you. You have just run. How do I get advantage? Stop thinking. Well, see technology. What are complicates many things? James, no one can say, I'm using that as a simple gesture. I was sharing tonight somewhere and I was telling them,
one of them is one of the
one of the one of
the one of the one of the one
of the one of the one of the one of the one of the one of the one of the one of the one of the one of you saw people the way they acted and you started acting that way. That one is probably the same one. You have to go to the band, you are there one that. Because you saw. It's not that they talk to you. You saw and laughed. So when it comes to the Holy Spirit, it is the same way. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. 1 Corinthians, don't come and go 1 Corinthians 1. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Paul says, imitate me as I. Follow Christ. Follow me. Just at 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Be imitators of me as I also I am of Christ. So take me for your word. Even as I take who? So it shows you that God was actually acknowledging that what he's doing is what Christ is doing. Are we together? So anything that Paul was doing, it was of Christ. Says, imitate me. Telling the church of Corinth, imitate me in what I'm doing. How do you imitate? You don't imitate something that is inside. You imitate what I'm doing outside. Are we together? So when it comes to the Holy Spirit, I imitate those who are doing things that are in the kingdom. Speaking in tongues, the sheriff can be speaking their tongue and they are speaking. You think they are speaking? They are speaking the same language, but you are using different. We are doing a vowel. So we are not going to have a vowel, but we are confused. So at the end of the day, we are speaking a language of the kingdom. So in this language of the kingdom, we are not just coming from nowhere. We saw people speak. We heard people speak. We associated with people who are speaking. So the moment we get in the middle of them, we continue with the same language because we are constantly listening, constantly hearing, constantly watching them do. And that is what is called. When you're saying, I imitate me, you're just moving. Zoning that. In either imitation, but now in the kingdom, it is an original book. Are we together? So take me as an example, even as I take Christ for who? For me. Take Christ for who? For me. So you have the Holy Spirit. I take advantage of the Holy Spirit. Number one, I acknowledge I have the Holy Spirit. Not as water, not as oil, not as a vapor. Say, you are lying. One is true. The presence of God is here. The presence is not your feeling. I want to feel it. I want to feel it. Maybe that is how we limit. We limit the things of God. Because we've made that on feeling. If I can't feel it, it's not there. But if I feel it, it is there. That's why I can sit there and say, hey, may you feel yourself in your power. Whether you feel, I'm out to feel in your power. It's about the Holy Spirit. It's not about my feeling. I can feel exhausted to lift up hands. It does not mean I don't have the Holy Spirit. It is me who is not taking advantage of it to refresh me for rejuvenation. How do you get? So, being for your example, let's go back to the previous scripture, 1 Corinthians 6, 19. It says, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So when you go and when you say it's time to be filled with speaking in tongues, it is not something going to fall on you. Now, may I understand? May I understand? It is a language that is already in you. Wakati umezaliwa kwa kama wacha nitubie hapa hivyo. Hivyo ndio akisema yeye anaongea Kiluya, si ndio? Wakati umezaliwa huko hivyo, it is already in you, they are speaking in the speech of Luka. Angezaliwa kwa mani angeongea Kibaba. They are meeting him to speak. It's already there. It is just him to trigger his senses to align with the language that is coming. So, this is why I say that when I just say, no, it's the ability to speak in tongues is ingrained in you. Because it is, Acts chapter 2, verse 4, before we go there, it says, Holy Spirit is in you, in which has been given to you by whom? By God. So I don't have the capacity to give you the Holy Spirit. It is God who is giving you the Holy Spirit. It is God who is the custodian and the decider of who is giving the Holy Spirit. It is not Pastor Bill. So if today in the I can't deny you the Holy Spirit because it is not my mandate. So he says, which has been given to you by me, and you are not the owner of what? When I was talking to Christmas at the address, I was still lying. Until I started reading scriptures, blessing the address, we are free, but you are not free. Paul says, I am bond servant. So you are already a slave. By the fact of accepting Christ as your slave of Christ. That is why there are things you can't ask to say the same, some things in the other way. One, you are a slave. Whether you think you or you don't feel, there are rules set. Are we together? There are rules set. So when those rules have been set, it is not about me thinking or feeling. I have to fall into place. Are we together? I have to fall into place. So when it comes to the Holy Spirit, you have the Holy Spirit, you are not of yourself. So it means I have to act the way the kingdom demands me to act. Are we today? I've had an argument in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 37, where it says, not everyone can speak in tongues. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. Every believer. Who gives us the tongues? Let's not ask. Verse 4. Who gives us the tongues? The Holy Spirit. Who has the Holy Spirit? So if I'm not speaking in tongues, is it me or is it God? Yeah? So it is you limiting the Holy Spirit. Okay. How are you limiting the Holy Spirit? We shall see in a few. Okay. And they were all full of the Holy Spirit. Are we all full of the Holy Spirit? Have we agreed the Holy Spirit is not water? Have we agreed the Holy Spirit is not oil? Have we agreed the Holy Spirit is not wind? Have we agreed the Holy Spirit is not Tijiwa, doubt? Huh? Have we agreed the Holy Spirit is not fire? The Holy Spirit is what? A person. The Holy Spirit is what? A person. And where is this person residing? So, if the Holy Spirit is residing in me, when the scripture says, I am full of the Holy Spirit, that is the moment where we start thinking about Philippians. Because this is just the Japanese when it is full of such. But when, so that I don't bore you with a lot of things, I have the Holy Spirit. Are we together? I have the Holy Spirit where? In me. So, when it comes to the Holy Spirit, it is a person, I have him. In totality, they did not come halfway. That's why he's no longer just a Paul. The upon nature of the Holy Spirit is the expression, is the covering nature. But now the person nature of the Holy Spirit is the one that becomes the investment in my spirit, seated in me, making me his sanctuary, so that I can operate as a person of the kingdom of God. Are we together? So I am borrowing my character from the Holy Spirit. I cannot lie because I have the character of God. Why do I have the character of God? The Holy Spirit. Are we together? I cannot cheat. I cannot do what I want to do because of what? The Holy Spirit is constraining me to walk in the character of God. He not only gives thanks, he gives gifts. He not only gives gifts, he cries in our hearts that God is our Father. How is it? Can what I cry? Now the Holy Spirit is a person. So as we are, and they were all full of the Holy Spirit, and they were talking in different languages. They were talking in different languages as the Spirit gave them power. So the Spirit gave them power to speak. Let's read together this one. Then they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and as the Spirit gave them the speech. So who gave them the ability to speak? The Holy Spirit. Who spoke? The disciples. Are we together? Who spoke? The disciples. Who gave them the ability to speak? So, who gives you the ability to speak? Then, who is supposed to speak? So, if you are not speaking, does it mean the Holy Spirit has not given you the ability? Simi yangu ikikosa kushika network, does it mean safari kwa mama Airtel imefungwa? Ha? Kama uspeak in tongues, shida ni Holy Spirit ama ni wewe? So, when they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different languages as the Spirit gave them their ability. So the Holy Spirit is constantly giving us ability to speak in tongues, ability to do the gifts of the Holy Spirit, ability to walk in a certain direction. If at all, everyone who says is born again, the Holy Spirit gave them the ability to say Jesus is Lord, then why are you denying God with the ability to allow you to speak? Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Set my heart on fire. That's one. I discovered that limits us from expressing the full potential of the Holy Spirit. Okay, let's read together. Therefore, let us read together. For this cause, those who are in Christ Jesus will not be judged as. So number one is, we fight condemnation. We fight the issue that I am receiving. I mean that I can't be able to access some peace of the Spirit because of what I am receiving. That is what. So the biggest hindrance of you walking or flowing in the things of the Spirit is you, your mind. How it has been we have given to the red one. When I conclude that you are in the middle of the atmosphere, the air from the middle of the night. That would be a very good moment that Kalika Dot can afford you to say, my hi. Father, we thank you. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me. Condemnation. Remember, it is you. You have to raise your mind about that. You have that when you're speaking in tongues, bring the Holy Spirit giving you the ability and is arranging in you. Just because you lie to the other person, you do not need him. Are we together? So that your senses towards him die. The conscious beard in your sensitivity to the things of the spirit, and that's why you feel like I am scared, I am far from God. It is your mind that is telling you are far from God, but yet God is already in you.
After some time, as my family has been doing, I'll go better. But
all in all, like a dish, I'm using it as an example. That is how the Holy Spirit is. Anytime you echo or respond to the Holy Spirit, it is your senses are turning towards the Holy Spirit. Are we clear? So that you can be able to receive.
And the reason why is because you're condemning yourself. They're saying, I am not fit. I am not fit. Every now and then, I am not fit. It is a high time believers, we silence voices, even our own voices, that is contrary to what God is saying. Are we together? Because, you know, the same voices are going to clear somebody out there. At times, you have to make them see yourself. You are interested in yourself. You need to learn to silence every voice, even your own personal voice. That what happened after we have been in this year, we died on the cross. Right. I am something. No, I'm not something. I'm someone. At least you have the Holy Spirit as a person. It's not something. It's someone. Are we together? Let's go to verse 2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of what? Sin and death. The law of the spirit. So it shows you that in the spiritual world, there are laws. Are we together? The advantage is these laws have made me free. Whatever I did before, I got born again. The law has set me, the law of the spirit has set me what? Free. That's why even in grace they are laws. No one should lie to you. Even in grace they are what? They are laws. Romans chapter 8, verse 3. For what the law was not able to do because it was feeble through the flesh, God sent his son in the image of the evil flesh, and as an offering for sin, get his decision and getting sin in the flesh. Let's continue. So that what was ordered by the law might be done in us who are living. So what was ordered by the law? The law ordered for a sacrifice. Are we together? And that which was ordered by the law should be done well in us. When you got born again, who do you receive? You said you are receiving hope.
Come on. I'm a condemnation of one. You said you are receiving who?
You are receiving Jesus Christ.
So who was the sacrifice on the cross?
Jesus Christ. So the bottom line is, what was ordered by the law, which was bring a sacrifice to the altar, it has been done in us.
So that sacrifice of Jesus has been done in us.
In Hebrew says, Jesus is the altar.
Are we together? Jesus is the altar. It has been done in us. So the sacrifice, the altar, is already there in us.
So that who are living, not in the way of the flesh, but in the way of the word.
So spiritually, we have the altar of God, we have the spirit of God, we have the sacrifice of God,
so that this which was ordered before can be accomplished.
Are we together? So that's what they start to do in a book.
Every Sunday kwa zile dhambi zile umefanya. Eh? Ukuja na mbuzi tunakuja tu kula hapa.
Because kile ambacho Yesu alitimiza ndani yako, kile ambacho kilitajika wakati wa sheria.
Bwana sifiwe. Let's continue to verse 5.
For those who are living in the way of the flesh, give their minds to the things of God.
Read again. For those who are so flesh is a way of life.
It's a way of living. Come from master to the man and you are living the way of
the flesh. So what are you doing? You are giving your mind to the things of the
So if you give your mind to the things of the flesh,
look at this. But those who go the way of the spirit give their minds to the things of that.
So it means that you can't be giving your mind to the things of the flesh and expect the things of the spirit. How is that? One thing is, number two, the hindrance that is stopping us from expecting or receiving from the Holy Spirit is our fleshly mind.
The moment we use our flesh mind to start analyzing the things of the spirit, we miss this.
The way of the flesh.
But in the spirit, somebody else who's speaking in the spirit would be like,
ah, that is my kind, that is my people, that is our language.
That is now allowing your mind to sense. So setting your mind to the things of the spirit. Are we together? I'm using just examples.
For the mind of the flesh is dead, but the mind of the spirit is life and peace. So it means that the moment I get my mind or my fleshly mind to the things of the spirit, I am cutting off my ability to experience the Holy Spirit. That's what we're talking a wrong place and no one to what?
Why? Because you've given your mind so strongly to the things of the flesh. But the moment you give your mind to the things of the spirit, you find that even before you go, God has to hear your voice when you're not there.
And because you are sensitive, your spirit, which is promising to the Holy Spirit, you're able to think and say, you know what? I shouldn't be doing that. Mm-hmm. And you're not thinking twice about it. You're able to walk up and go.
Are we together?
What? So you have to constantly say your mind, I want to hear the Holy Spirit. You don't say, I want to hear the Holy Spirit. I'm being reminded. But I mean, it was about blessed Simon and listen to the Holy Spirit.
So, some strings.
We have listened from the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Some people decide to change strings.
Nothing from a level of change. Have to change the level of change. You know, if you base your life on that vibration, you have never seen the Holy Spirit. Become anxiety. Your wife to talk to you, that might get busy. They are going at a lovely song, lovely words. Oh, you know you're looking. The drums, they're looking good. Come on, yes, sir. So we've limited in a way that if there's no music, you don't feel like the Holy Spirit is moving. Are we together? If there's nothing that is happening in a tension in the atmosphere, there's nothing more. That is a lie. That's why we are still seeking for what we already have. Are we together? So we need to understand that it is our mind, our fleshly mind, the way we, you know, now, let's go, mostly, let's go to Romans 12, verse 1. You know, when you go born again, Ephesians 2, verse 1 and 2, 1 to 3, it talks like you are once children of disobedience, being followers of the spirit of this world, but now you've been saved. In Ephesians chapter 2, you can write somewhere 1, 2. I'm talking notebook. So when you can even record, you can go listen. It will help you. Because I told you tomorrow you might be the one speaking. The two couples in the and yet you had not. Okay. There's a way we use. There's a way the world operates. There's a way the world looks at things. Unfortunately, we've picked that junk and brought it to church, and we've started looking at things the way the world looks at it. So, what have we done? We have limited the Holy Spirit based on the pattern of thinking that we want. I don't know. Pastor, you can't suit. No, but anointing service. When you have been and go up here, you are here for boy. You are close for boy. I'm not just so good. Just lift up your hands and wash. Because of what? We've patterned our thinking to the way the world operates. Thinking that it is in things that God is using to make. Imagine that. So he says, for this reason, this is Paul, I make request to you, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you will give your bodies as a living offering, holy, pleasing to God, because of worship. It is right for you and to give him. Let's continue. There's somewhere I want to get, which is verse 2. And let not your behavior be like that of this. Let not your behavior be like that of this world. So it shows you that Paul is requesting that the behavior of the world. I am requesting the stop. Are we clear? Then he says, but be changed and then new in mind. It shows you that there's a way of thinking that needs to come on board for you to start experiencing some benefits of the Spirit. So that by experience you may have knowledge of the good and pleasing and complete purpose of God. So for me to have this new mind will give me an experience in the knowledge that I have the Holy Spirit. See, now you know you have the Holy Spirit. You know that the Holy Spirit is a person. You know that the Holy Spirit is not water, it's not oil, it's not liquid, it's not it's a person. So without knowledge, for me to have that experience, I need a different kind of mind. I need to have a different kind of mind. This different kind of mind is experience you may have knowledge of the good and pleasing and complete purpose of God. This experience is me walking with the purposes of God. Tukopamoja. Let's go back to Romans chapter 8. Let's go to verse 6. So when you think about it, number one, it's the way the way my mind has been structured, I am not able to speak in tongues. Not because I don't have the tongues, it's because of the way my mind has been structured. That makes me say, man, because the tongues is a good day. The lie. You have. Nikama unajaribu ku box God. Umeshika. This is how it should be operating. Nikama God and some mtu anasema leo. Women don't have. No. The thing is, you have to unbox your mind, so that you can now allow God to box you in. That is for you, my dear, for God. What if we are saying, you move and move, you are back or move and move, we talk to God. For the mind of the flesh is dead, but the mind of the spirit is life and peace. Let's continue. I'm heading somewhere. Because the mind of the flesh is opposite to what?
Right.
It's opposite to? So every now and then you are trying to apply your logical way. You are just opposite to God. How is it? So it means every now and then the Spirit of God is giving you an advantage. It's totally opposite to where you are used to thinking. It is not under the law of God and it is not able to be. The mind is never under the law of God and it cannot be in that law of God. Let's continue. So that those who are in the flesh are not able to give pleasure to God. We say, when you have the experience of the knowledge of God, what are you doing? You are actually walking in the purposes of God. And that is where God finds all pleasure. So if I am not able to operate in the things of God, I am not able to give God pleasure. Are we together? Are we together?
Yeah.
Tell yourself, I have the Holy Spirit. He's a person. Faithful. I can hear the Holy Spirit. Guide. I can hear the Holy Spirit. I can respond to Him. Because He is a person. Amen. Okay, the verse 9, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If the Spirit is open. Okay. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Since the Spirit of God lives in you, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to what? To Him. So when I have the Holy Spirit, who do I belong to? Jesus. Are we together? I belong to Jesus. Verse 10. Okay, in Romans chapter 8, talking of the. When we grow, we shall just come and add some flesh to it. Verse 10. Now, if Christ is in you, the body is what? If Christ is what? So, who received Christ? Whose body is dead? Now, if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of? So, whose body is dead? It's your body. Amen. If Christ is where? Is in you. The body is dead because of sin. Now, if Christ is in you, the body is dead. But the spirit is life because of what? Righteousness. I'm able to act right because the spirit in me is what is giving my body life to act. Are we dead? Huh? So, kwa sababu niko ndani ya Yesu, mwili wangu umekufa, umekufa kwa dhambi. Mwili wangu umekufa kwa dhambi. Sasa wakati nimeokoka, mwili wangu umekufa kwa dhambi, lakini Roho Mtakatifu ananipa uhai wa kutembea kwa uhai. Bwana asifiwe. That is the right Swahili. For me, kwa Swahili. Verse 11. And if the spirit of Him, let's read together.
And the spirit of Him raised Jesus from the dead, yes,
So, who will bring my
immortal body's life?
The spirit.
Sure.
Okay, Christ is the spirit, but let's go with the spirit today. Then he who raised Christ from the dead will also bring your mortal bodies. That spirit that rose Christ from the dead is the one who is hiding anywhere in you, and is the one that is causing your bodies to behave the way they should behave if you permit him to.
Are we together?
So, Angel said, I have the ability to speak in tongues. I have the ability to hear the Holy Spirit. I have the ability to walk in the Spirit. I have the ability to walk in righteousness. So I am not condemned by my past events, by my past failures, by any other thing, because I have been set free. I have been set free. I have the ability to behave like a child of God. I have the ability to do the things of God. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. And let's go to verse 1. Are you learning something? Are you learning something? So, you know, if you want to speak in tongues even right now, you don't need a song. Just need to listen. What is the Spirit of God telling you? Please control it your mind. Let's hear. The mind of your mind is opposite the mind of God. It's opposite. So it's controlling your mind. So you don't need sanitizer to sanitize ones and your bamba, you know, put them in the sapo, it's not bad thing, but at the end of the day, if that is your guideline to access God, then it's limited God from using you. That's how we hear. Since if you have earthly fathers know how to give you good things. If you are earthly father, what about the heavenly father? So you have to know mindset. Let's go there. Then the whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's continue. I hope it's verse 20. Yes, verse 17. Let's go back to verse
15.
For those people are not drunk as you suppose. It is only 9 in the morning. Let's continue. On the contrary, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. Let's hear what the prophet Joel said.
Let's read together. And it will be in the last days, says God, that I will.
And you have King James Bible. The book is King James. Long and out, bro.
Okay, let's read together. And it shall come to pass. Just pause it over. I will pour out. I will pour out Please read what is there, not what is in your mind. I will pour out. You see that the way our minds have been operating, we assume God meant that because we had somebody say we didn't read it. I will pour, not really have an English in a toy of. I will pour out of my spirit. So you have the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. Where is God pouring out of? From him. Where is he? Exactly. Out of my spirit, I will pour on all humanity out of my spirit. So it shows you that when the spirit, when you have the spirit of God, it's out of him that is pouring himself. That is how the spirit gave them utterances. Are we together? It is not, I will pour out my spirit. It is out of my spirit. Let's go to John chapter 2, Ezekiel verse 28. John, you're waiting. And I want you to see the difference. So I will pour out of my spirit. I will pour out of my spirit. So the spirit of God that is in me has the ability to pour out what God wants to pour out on all humanity. So every human being that has the Spirit of God has the ability to experience the pouring of the Spirit. Are we together? Okay, let's read now. This is what we usually read and we'll conclude. Okay, let's read this one. And it shall come to pass. Okay, and it shall come to pass afterward. So, the difference between Joel and the book of Acts is the one of. So, it's out of my spirit, I will pour out. So, out of the spirit of God, God pours out. So, we take advantage of what God is pouring out from his spirit. So I speak in tongues, I see visions, I prophesy, there are dreams to be seen, there are tongues to be interpreted, there are tongues to be interpreted, and there are tongues to be spoken, there are speech to be discerned, there are words of faith that need to speak, there are healings that need to be experienced. By me taking advantage of where God is pouring from. Are we together?
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes.
Can you prophesy? Can you prophesy?
Yes.
Yes, you can. First Corinthians chapter 14 says, I desire that you all might prophesy. So prophecy is a desire that all men prophesy. I desire that you prophesy. So it is the gift of the prophecy, but also which is of the spirit and what we call the office of the prophecy. Those are gifts just for a moment, for the advantage of the time. But the office of the career is a constant thing that's happening. I wish that. So you have the ability to even prophesy. Are we together? Are we together? So you can speak in tongues? Huh? Did the scripture say lay hands? Yeah, that make a good one. Did the scripture say lay hands? No. He said, and they began to speak in tongues. Was there a rehearsal? Huh? Kulikuwa rehearsal. Mind the man who is speaking in tongues, say my glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory.
No.
ama shakaina 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 so kuingia hiyo church unapata wako kila mtu unasema sasa kama wewe ulikuwa pale hivyo kama si ndio kwa dada dada ndio kwa alafu aishi ndio kwa mtamba alafu nika position kwa sana na mimi ni Simba ni ndani ya Israeli. Ni vaya. Mshika. Yeah. Nikifunika hivyo sasa. Ndio kesho. Anyway, they didn't react. How to this? They didn't react. What they did is they spoke. Can I ask you? In your mother tongue, did you hear how to speak? You just spoke. So, the language of the spirit is like our mother tongue. We don't hear, we just speak. You don't speak to make sense to your neighbor. You speak what the spirit is giving you so that you can, he can find pleasure in it. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you believe you can speak in tongues today? So you may explain to you. You may explain to you. Come up with the armor to come up. Find the armor. No, man. Niamba tu hapo ni asubuhi huko ulikuwa tu hata sema kwa mdogo tu kuna sio kasi ni anajua kuongea ni anaongea nini. That is how the language of the spirit should be. Es una shime si kuna nana si lazima ukuwe kwa flow ndio una form kwa si lazima kukuwa na drama shaviva. Si lazima kuwa na drama. Nichukue. Nilienda mahali.
Eldoret.
Si hapa. Nilikuwa na njaa. Nikasikia worship inaendelea. Mungu God akapreach. Akasema now the move of the spirit is at this place. Man. Huwa napeana hiyo example. What happened is
your man ilikuja kwenye country. Ikachapa mtu kwenye hapa ni mami. Nikasimama hivi na nilikuwa nimeweka mshia mkono kaambia tuongeleni. Siku ya kuoga.
Those are many years ago.
That's like think 15 years ago. Sasa
ni yaro studies vitu mapema. Ha, niliwaambia nitaka nitaka chat jazz.
Kuna vitu. Nikuje kama nikwambie. Zuka. Sasa kuna kwa hiyo chat. Wale wa mabisirawa sio wana kuna pao.
Sio kusaidia. I'm just doing mind games. Are we together? But when you're online, when you learn, now you know, I have the Holy Spirit. He's a pastor. I can respond to the Holy Spirit. I can communicate to the Holy Spirit.
That's why in the morning when I wake up and I say, good morning, Holy Spirit, I don't feel scared. I'm checking my mind to communicate to the Spirit of God out there. So, as I say, when it comes to speaking in tongues, I have this equal. It's a language.
What I told you, Paul saying, follow me, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So it means when you see your pastor pray, you gotta say, how? Read in the tongues. What can we answer?
Hey. You know, same one follow that Zambi. Utafika mahali pade uliachana kan Zambi kwa kanisa. Na kanaenda kwa 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 kwa
kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa
Let's say in your mind.
Then by the time you realize it, you're right. So by the time you realize, these are the times that I have. So at the moment, you just listen to somebody who's close to you.
I wish I had so many people who speak in tongues.
You just hold hands and pray.
As they speak in tongues. Now,
the tongues, we still in Yoruba. When you think of praying loud, because it's very short there. Especially when people are not able to speak in tongues. As they listen to you praying in tongues, their minds are hung up to develop this revelation. That's why you say, it's like a Sabbath. They are now tuning their spirit, the direction of the Spirit of God, and they are able to see their Lord.
Try to tune. Are we together?
How right you in the temple with Jesus Christ? The person sitting next to you can be speaking in tongues.
That is how you build yourself for the poly, for the poly. You can come and lay hands on you, get instant cup. It's okay. But at the end of the day,
it is about tuning your mind, healing every man of position, number one. Have a desire that by the time the person is keeping quiet, you are able to continue. And by the time the man continues with your life, you are not saying their hands, you are speaking their hands. How is that? Because now you are assessing your sensitivity to what the Spirit of God is giving you. Hey, glory to God.
Amen. 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 I love Elevate Chapel.